It's hard to believe for many, but it's been 20 years since Nancy Curzan died after years of litigation and public strife over the right to withdraw life-sustaining treatment. Joining us now on the Bioethics Channel are three individuals who have intimate knowledge of that situation 20 years ago. Chris Curzan White, Nancy Curzan's sister, and her two daughters, Angie Broaddus and Miranda Lewis. Thanks to all of you for coming. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Now, Chris, this must be a little bit bittersweet for you when you look back 20 years ago. What were your memories of the situation surrounding your sister, Nancy, that lingered to this day?
I think one of the things that stays so strongly within me is the essence of family that we took from this experience. It was about what family means, what we need to do to help those in our family, and that we need to step up and speak on behalf of those who cannot speak for themselves within our family.
Are there any emotions that you carry from that time?
Any emotions? Well, as a matter of fact, today's my mom would have been her 75th birthday.
Oh, wow.
So they, my parents and Nancy, hold special places in our hearts. We talk about them frequently, but it's also something that you go on with your day-to-day life, and you can't relive at that level each and every day and be successful and comfortable and kind of hold yourself together.
Hmm. Now, what was it like after Nancy died and all of the cameras and reporters and advocates left Southwest Missouri? And this may sound a little bit strange, but was there almost a little bit of a letdown because you had just gone through some 7 years of an extraordinarily intense situation? Was there any kind of a letdown?
I think, especially for my dad, he had a difficult time trying to refocus on the everyday aspects of life, because this was such a pivotal point in our lives, and so many issues had not been resolved. We had, our main goal was to help Nancy, and that had been accomplished, but we also recognized that there are many other patients and families out there who still needed some help. So some of the legislation that went forward after Nan's death were things that my dad advocated for, but still there was kind of this sense of loss that people had moved on, and yet he wasn't able to.
Now, the daughters here, Miranda, Angie, and let's start with you, Angie. What kind of memories do you have from that period 20 years ago? And you were quite young, were you not?
Yeah, I was when we went to the Supreme Court, and when Nancy died, I was a freshman in high school. The memories are still there, and there are a lot of them. Thinking back to that time, it was a challenge. It was difficult to be growing up and yet dealing with really heavy issues of adulthood. It felt like growing up really fast. Speaking more now in terms of emotion and looking back, I try to look at how I can apply what I learned from that situation to my everyday life now.
And what have you learned, and what do you apply?
What I've learned and apply is that my grandparents and my mom made a big difference in this world. They changed a lot of lives. They fought really hard for Nancy. And so one of my missions in life is to make a difference. And I work with students every day to help them.
You're an educator.
I am an educator, and I try to help kids and make a difference through them. But they were my focus. They were the reason. And then I learned a lot about family and what it means. And so as I have two little girls, I try to model the same things that my grandparents and my mom taught me all those years ago.
Miranda, your turn. What kind of memories do you have back then? And it was almost where you were growing up in the public eye to some extent, right?
Yeah, I mean, we absolutely were. And, you know, and again, like Ange, in retrospect, as an adult looking back on it, and I remember people saying, oh my goodness, how did you do that? How did you grow up like that? It was life for us. And I mean, we were facing issues that were very adult, but Mom and Grandma and Grandpa spent so much time. They took us everywhere with them. They explained everything to us. I mean, in the way that we could understand it. And they helped us to understand, even though we did have a lot of people who were very very behind us and encouraging and knew that it was the right thing for Nan. But there were also some people who were very critical of the decision. And they taught us that you have to tolerate and accept that people are not always going to agree with you, but it's very important that you press on and you still do what's right.
That's an important lesson that you found out probably, unfortunately, but early in a very tough situation.
It is. I mean, it is a tough lesson to learn, but we had them, and we knew that we had them. We all had each other, and that's, you know, going back to what Mom said, we all learned very early on what family is and what it means, and it means being able to hold together and be together. And to this day, that's the lesson that we carry out and we live every day.
And then professionally, you went into medical public relations.
That's right. And it's fascinating to me now, in my profession as a PR person for a hospital, I think about when I was a kid, I didn't understand. I thought, why are these hospital people so unreasonable? I just didn't understand.
Now you're unreasonable.
Yeah, now I'm very unreasonable to, I'm sure, a lot of people. And it's very interesting to see how it works on the back end, you know, in the hospital's eyes, and it's been very interesting. It's been an interesting journey for me, but I enjoy being able to interact with people, and I see these ethical issues unfold in the hospital daily. So for me, I really get a sense of being able to help people when I can share my story and what we went through and see where it has helped other people.
Chris, this must be something you're very proud of as an offshoot of this very difficult situation, to have two daughters like this who really have their heads together and are doing good things.
I am very proud. Their grandparents and their aunt would be especially proud. And I think that the contributions that Nan and my mom and dad made in their lives and the examples that they set have set the tone for the girls and the decisions they've made. It's a marvelous thing.
Now, did you have a sense of deja vu all over again about 5 years ago with the Terri Schiavo case? And if you would have had a chance to talk with any of the parties involved at that time, what would you have said?
Well, first of all, when the Schiavo case was going on, I got a lot of calls from the media, but I chose not to comment. Hmm. And I still feel that way because, to me, these are very personal, kind of private issues that I think families and physicians should be working out. Unfortunately, sometimes we can't, and we have to turn to the courts. But just as I experienced in Nan's situation, listening to people comment on the decisions we were making, I would find it hypocritical for me to then turn around and comment on someone else's decision when I don't know, I really don't know everything that's going on, because nobody can unless you're actually there.
Angie, do you somewhat agree with that?
Oh, very much so. Very much so, because that's, I think, what Miranda was talking about earlier. Grandma and Grandpa and Mom all taught us that this was our decision. We never expected anyone to make the same decision that we did. We just wanted them to not have to go through the same pain that we did. And for that family, for us to make any sort of judgment or comment on how they went about it is commenting on their decision, which we didn't we didn't expect anybody to do what we did. We just wanted to open the door so that people didn't have to experience that pain.
Miranda? Anything to add to that?
You're leaving me at the end.
Yeah, well, I know.
You follow these two up, and I can't do it. But, yeah, I mean, the one comment is to say that you shouldn't comment. I mean, you shouldn't, exactly like
every family situation is different.
That's right. And you cannot know. You cannot know. As long as they were doing what was in Terri Schiavo's best interest or what they felt, then, you know, they're doing the right thing. But for us to say which side is right, it's not fair.
All right, now I'll start with the last question with you then, Miranda.
All right,
so
good.
You can start. Okay. Now, you're the one who works in a hospital and you see these issues every day, and we're still debating the issues and the questions that Nancy's story brought to the forefront. Is that, in a way, that a legacy that your aunt left behind?
Absolutely it is. It is. It's a legacy she left behind. It's a legacy my grandparents left behind. It's a legacy my mom left behind. And it's really, I think it's a catalyst. And there are very few people, especially in the medical community, everybody knows the Cruzan decision. And if that's what gets people talking, then great. And, I mean, you're right. These issues are still being debated because so many things change and there are so many new medical technologies, and it raises a lot of questions. So when those questions are raised, I mean, you need to make sure that you have spoken with your family and somebody knows what your wishes are.
Angie?
I think that Mom and I just yesterday were in my office talking to a friend and a colleague that was going through a family situation and struggling, and we try to help. We try to send in right directions or to be willing to have conversations. And it's amazing when people hear the name, just hear the name Cruzan. Oh, I had this happen to me, or oh, I've experienced this, and it happens all the time. And to me, the greatest thing that Grandma and Grandpa and Mom and Nancy left the world is a place to start having a conversation, because you don't want to end. You want your family to feel comfortable in knowing what you wanted. And so having those conversations is important, and I couldn't be more proud that is what's left, is to help families not to have to experience that pain.
Now, Chris, we'll do a Miranda on you and have you be the last one to comment on the legacy that you think your sister left behind.
I think the girls have summarized it beautifully. I think the most important thing that we have learned from Nancy, as far as society, have conversations with those you care about. Talk with them about the choices you would make. The sad part of it is we often don't do that until an injury or an illness has struck. Sometimes we don't have the opportunity to have those conversations. But we still can look at the life a person has led and the conversations we have had to at least get some direction as to the choices someone would make. Because that's what it falls back to. It's the decision of Nancy that we were upholding. It was the choice she would make. She was no longer able to speak, so we were speaking on her behalf, but it was her decision. And people will take great comfort from the fact that it is not my decision. I am carrying out and honoring the wishes of the person that I love.
Honored to have with us Chris Cruzan White, Angie Broaddus, and Miranda Lewis. Thanks for your time and best wishes to you all.
Thank you.
My name is Laurel LeBou. Thanks for listening to the Bioethics Channel.